As Nevada's unemployment crisis heads into its sixth month, some claimants are still in limbo in a system swamped by more than a million applications for benefits. There's been a lawsuit. There's also been new legislation passed in a special session. And still, many say they're stuck in an endless cycle of computer glitches, confusing messages from the state, and questions about whether they're eligible for benefits they've been waiting for since business shutdowns began in March. Our reporter Michelle Rendells takes it from here.
Governor Steve Sisolak announced he was creating a strike force to get to the bottom of the delays. At the helm is Barbara Buckley, the former top leader of the Nevada Assembly, who now leads the Legal Aid Center of Southern Nevada. In her day job, Buckley helps low-income people help themselves through legal problems. That includes everything from teaching people their rights in immigration proceedings to helping defend themselves when they face eviction. But she said she was getting plenty of calls from people in dire straits because they're unable to get an unemployment claim resolved.
Yes, they're coming in to everybody. News, legislators, elected officials, they certainly came here as well.
One of those people is Will Cannon, a personal trainer who had been just getting started in his career in Las Vegas when the shutdown hit. He's now been denied in the two separate unemployment systems, PUA, the Federal Program for Gig Workers and Self-Employed People, but he thinks that's an error.
I don't understand why you're telling me no. All my paperwork adds up. It lines up to everything you're asking. I gave you my proof of employment through my bank statements. I showed you separation papers from my job. I gave them all my IDs. I gave them Social Security cards. I gave them everything they asked me to upload. I've uploaded it.
Cannon has been unable to find a job as a trainer even with gyms open again. There's just not the demand for training sessions. He's also looking for work as a security guard, but hasn't landed a job yet. He says his focus is on trying to support his wife right now by making her meals and helping however he can. She still has a job and is the sole breadwinner in the household right now.
I'm here, you know, some mornings in tears. I mean, literally in tears, man, because I can't help my wife, you know what I mean? And she's struggling herself, trying not to get sick, because she's the only one that's bringing in some sort of income in the house.
When I sat down with Buckley for an interview over Zoom, she spoke highly of the workers who have been trying to process claims as part of the Nevada Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation. But she said what her new task force can do is bring a fresh pair of eyes to the situation to evaluate which processes are working and which aren't.
Now, I told some of the employment security people, look, you've been inside the house fighting the fire for 5 months. You're exhausted. You know, reinforcements are here. So maybe we can just bring a different way of viewing it and a private sector way of doing something.
The team includes the chief compliance officer of the Cosmopolitan Casino and a former top IT executive from the multinational company Siemens. Still, Buckley said she hasn't discovered a silver bullet solution to the backlog. There are issues with computer systems, and then there's a large number of fraudulent claims that still hasn't been quantified.
It's not like so much an individual cheating as much as organized fraud, meaning someone has filed a bunch of claims using the identities of someone else. And it's not like a one-off, you know, kind of run-of-the-mill street kind of criminal. It's somebody with a lot of IT expertise who's part of a data-stealing ring.
So what's the solution? She's enlisted the help of hundreds of people who work in the state's welfare division to cross-train as unemployment officers and serve as a force multiplier. And she plans to work on an online dashboard that will offer the public more information on how many claims are pending, approved, and denied. It's still unclear how many legitimate claimants remain unpaid, because it's unclear how many of the total claims are illegitimate. Still, she's upfront about the fact that some of those struggling unpaid people will never be paid. That's because they're ineligible under the very specific rules of the unemployment programs.
You know, there's a lot of people who have applied who aren't eligible. They kind of think, well, everybody's getting money. They've never received a W-2. They haven't worked in the year and a half. And some of the people they're not a gig worker either. So they kind of just think, because I'm not working, can I get unemployment? Or there wasn't a COVID reason for their 1099, you know, loss of work, right?
For the Nevada Independent, I'm Michelle Rindels.
If you want to read more about Michelle's interview with Barbara Buckley, you can find the story on our website, thenevadaindependent.com.